Jason Cans, I'm sorry. It didn't occur to me while I was shaving today. The perfect intro yesterday for you was, hey, it's a month till your birthday. Now it's under a month.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a less than a month. That's true. Yeah. Dustin and I were talking about the weather yesterday, and I just said, man, this is mostly or partly why this is my favorite time of the year. Just the cool overcast, and she is already missing summer. But, of course, my birthday coming up is a big piece of it, too. So,
it's a big thing to her. Here's my question. You know, I don't know too many people that do what I do after the 6:30 weather, where I actually talk about the special events for the day. And I did it yesterday. I've looked at today's already. There's nothing on there yesterday or today that talks about National Daughter Day. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, everybody's posting like, I love my... And it kind of feels this guilt that just hits me right away. Like, if you don't post, then you don't love your daughters or something.
Yeah, I feel that as well. I think I saw that yesterday too. And then there's a part of me that resists that, right? I mean, that's like, no, I'm not playing this game.
Yeah.
And you know, but I have to say, it was fun to see, lots of my friends' kiddos posted yesterday, and you know, ranging from 6 months to 60 years almost.
Right.
You know, just kind of fun to see that.
No, I mean, so we're complicated and messy. I mean, you can have the two sides. The one side that says, boy, corral that up and get, you know, find the pictures and go do that. I already got too many things to do that I'm chasing after, you know, so.
For sure.
Anyhow, but then there's the other part that's just like, where did the, I'm just asking, you know, like yesterday did not, there was a lot of things this week and this day. There was nothing about National Daughter Day, so I don't know. Some people are tied into information that I just don't have access to, I guess.
Maybe. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah. All right. We've got Love Letter 56 out of Larry Crabb's 66 Love Letters, a book you and I both highly recommend, either the book or the audio book. And this is Titus. Love the book of Titus. Just three chapters, but it's power-packed. Some great stuff in there. Larry sums it up this way. How you relate, there it is again, how you relate makes my story attractive or not. So if you turn to the epilogue, you find the story everyone needs to hear. It's the Bible in 66 paragraphs. And Larry thinks the Lord would say this about Titus. The party's already begun. You can dance to heaven's music now by revealing the beauty of grace that became visible in my son's first coming. Keep living the new way of grace until the beauty of glory fills the earth when my son returns. Grace is not for beautiful people. They see no need of it. Reveal the beauty of grace to the ugly. Remember, you were one of them, but no more. You are now beautiful in my son. You can change. So can they. Withhold my good news from no one, not even Cretans.
Yeah, what does it look like to live from that identity of beauty? You know, I think so often in terms of my own life, I'm reflecting on those areas that still feel really ugly and in need of grace, and forgetting that those have already been touched by God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think that's a really good one. I may have to go back and revisit that one.
Yeah, great stuff there. Love Letter 56, or to the final 10. All right, and today, you don't have to read scripture because we got, yesterday you did Mark 1, 40 to 45 to close out that gospel first chapter. But here's what you say in Letters to the Beloved, and then we'll get your response. You say, while they were walking the road, a man with a terrible skin disease fell before him and said, please heal me. My son had compassion for him. He reached out and touched the untouchable man, saying, be clean, healing him instantly. Jesus instructed him to go to the priest, whose approval was required by Moses' law to allow the man to resume worshiping with his people. In his excitement, the man worshiped anyway. He told everyone he could about my son. The man's testimony was so powerful, Jesus could not even go into town, but had to stay out in the country. Even there, the people would not leave him alone. Seeing the man's excitement, the people could not help but want to see Jesus. Final thought on that this morning.
You know, I think, again, I've mentioned this about the book of Mark, but Jesus a lot of times was trying to sneak off on his own, either with him by himself or with his friends, and yet continues to work to love the people that were coming to him. And you know, I trying to put myself in that situation and thinking about this man who has been healed. I mean, I imagine I couldn't shut up about it either. And so just the excitement of that, and Jesus, this balance between, okay, I need to catch my breath and people coming and coming and coming to him. So,
yeah,
amazing story.
And looking ahead to tomorrow, my friend, what you do with Letters to Beloved is you don't just do verse by verse, right? You pack these together.
Yeah, right.
Tomorrow, you pack the sandwich with the first 12 verses of Mark chapter 2.
Yeah, I broke it up. I'll send you what I'm thinking we should do tomorrow.
Sounds good. That's the plan. Thank you, Jason. Best 5 minutes of the day. And the number today, 53, that's the number of mountains in Colorado that are taller than 14,000 feet. Wow, that is amazing.
He's crazy about you. Died so you didn't have to. Tore your failure apart. Now he wears your scars. How much she loves you.
Torrin Wells, Crazy About You, WWIB, and I am just so crazy about that song. I told my wife, I'm like, that is my new favorite song from Torrin Wells. It's just so good. I mean, you guys, when we talk about, I mean, every day in the call to the day for you early risers before 6, I do, 1 John 4:19, I just love that verse. We love because he first loved us. Romans 5:8 tells us how he loved us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us, right? The righteous for the unrighteous, the just for the unjust. I mean, just the lyrics of that is just so good. And so I appreciate Lauren and Oliva messaging yesterday on the listener line at 715-396-1670 saying that she had given it many repeated lists. She's like, she said this. She says, I've been listening to Crazy About You on YouTube, capital letters, hundreds of times. Love it. And Lauren, that is just so, I said, that's so smart of you. I said I want to do the same thing, and I had some more repeated listens yesterday, and just love introducing that song to people because, you know, when it says in John 15, Jesus is like, you know, apart from me, you can do nothing, like zero zilch nada, but if you abide in me and I abide in you, you can bear much fruit. I mean, and we love because he first loved us. We need to saturate ourselves with that, and that song is just so good. So I think you could tell. Lauren and I, big fans. Here, WWIB, and I hope you are as well. The WIB Wake Up Show, more great music and lyrics you can trust. I can't just play Crazy About You the whole morning. That would get maybe a bit repetitive. But on your own, you can go do what Lauren did. Listen, give it hundreds of listens and saturate.
Well, in an often turbulent and world filled with negativity, many Americans are getting through by focusing on what they believe really counts, watching cat videos on the internet.
Yeah, that's been kind of famous, right? A survey found that the average cat owner likes almost 400 cat-related posts and looks at 725 cat pictures and videos in a year.
And that's just the average. That's not the people who wreck the curve by just going down cat on the internet wormhole. More than just interacting with cat-themed internet posts, the average cat owner also has 13 cat-related items. Now, we have Embers. I was going to say the kitten, but she's kind of a cat now. Do we have that many? I don't know that we have that many yet, but we do seem to be collecting more and more.
Now, by that, I mean, are we talking about toys for the cat or cat-related items?
Well, I would assume it's things like the scratching post and also, yeah, the various toys and snacks and
see, we had a cat in Liberia. I don't know. It was almost like living on a farm in some ways, but I mean, here in the U.S., we have not. And we've got people in the family who are allergic to cats. But we somehow tolerated that over in Liberia. apparently this includes 44% who have a framed photo of their cat.
Yes. Yeah, so again, talking about those at least 13 cat-related items, 43% own a cat stuffed animal. Now, is that a stuffed animal of a cat or a stuffed animal for your cat?
Yeah. Right, and 38% of owners who own a cat calendar. We had a friend, a talented friend of my kids, who did a wonderful, like, drawing of our two dogs, which was pretty cool, and we still have that. But
yeah,
so.
Well, there you go. So, people love their cats. I think that's the bottom line here, and I guess cats bring calmness to folks on the internet. So maybe we just need more of it.
Yeah, there you go. We certainly do. All right. Hey.
Not so much calm in the house when they're just deliberately swiping things off the counter, but that's a whole other story.
You got a cat. What's your cat's name?
Embers.
Embers, yeah.
I mean, seriously, like, she's a good cat. She is, but just sometimes it's like, why would you just try to destroy something?
Yeah.
Just to make us prove our love, I guess.
And real in closing, like, cats and dogs, I mean, you have a cat and a dog, so how do they get along?
They kind of have separate areas for the most part, but they get along all right if they're in vicinity, but we try and keep them separate.
All right. Not fighting like cats and dogs,
yes,
at least. All right.
It's Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Caleb and Halvo with you, giving you a chance to win the brand new self-titled album from Miss Lauren Daigle, including the songs Thank God I Do and These Are the Days, her latest hit. 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call in and guess. No penalty for wrong answers. And I just realized, Halvo, we were debating on two different questions, and I'm not sure which one we picked.
Should we have 700
or 400,000?
Oh, yeah. Let's go with the first one.
Okay. All right. The 7 one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
we're at the line of scrimmage calling the play,
yeah,
right?
I know.
We often talk about it. We have to shift from Aaron Rodgers and Devontae to Jordan Love and Romeo Doubs. So go ahead.
Well, the average man buys 7 of these in a year. What does he buy 7 of? 715-723-2555. The average fellow buys 7 of these in a year. 7 of what? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win that new Lauren Daigle CD.
I guess it depends on the guy. All right, 723-2555. Who's going to be brave? Who's going to be bold? Who's going to be courageous? You know, courage is doing the thing you fear, Elizabeth Elliot said, and I think she was right. So who's got the courage this morning? See how we're baiting people? 723-2555.
We want early participation. It makes it a lot more fun.
That's right.
Again, the average fellow, the average man, buys 7 of these each year. 7 of what? You never know. Maybe we'll get a ringer on the very first guess.
Could be, like horseshoes. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Curtis from Eau Claire.
Hey, Curtis.
I'm going to say shirts.
Shirts. Buying seven shirts. Not shirts, but a great guess. And I would have to say it kind of depends. For some guys, I know my wife pretty much says, hey, you need a new such and such, and buys it. Otherwise, I would keep wearing things until they're in tatters.
Yeah. Maybe the question was, the average guy's wife buys him 7 of what it might be shirts. Thank you. 723-2555, 723-2555 this morning. And Curtis was the only brave one, Caleb.
Curtis, you're welcome to call back, 723-2555. Again, no penalty for wrong answers. We want to get someone the brand new album from Lauren Daigle. Uh-huh. The average fellow, the average man, buys 7 of these in a year. Buys 7 of what annually? 715-723-2555. Not shirts, but a good initial guess there by Curtis from Eau Claire.
Uh-huh.
We want to hear from you, wherever you might be from. 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
We've got another guy, Todd in Rice Lake. Hi.
Hi, it's Todd and Rice Lake. Well, I'm going to go with bouquets of flowers.
You're going to go with bouquets of flowers. Does the average man buy flowers 7 times a year? Bam. You are absolutely right, Todd.
That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. A winner.
Well done. That is the fastest Tuesday trivia we have had in recent memory. How in the world did you figure that out, Todd from Rice Lake?
That's probably about my average.
Okay.
Wow, good job. I was kind of hesitating. I'm like, I was not going to ask you that, but you stepped into it. All right.
All right.
You're a good husband, Todd.
Leading the way for the rest
of us. Thank you.
And you've been married for how many years?
38 years.
That's awesome.
There you go. And Todd, what? Next time you buy your wonderful wife flowers, you can also include this CD from Lauren Daigle, which is very, very colorful. And has some flowers on the cover as well, too. So I guess that all kind of ties in.
Which, in fact, to show you how together this show is, being produced by the Holy Spirit, we even have the song that's on there. These Are the Days on WIB. Way to go, Todd.
Well, the next time you call someone's IT or tech support department to fix a problem, maybe make sure your question isn't one of the following.
Yeah, a survey of over 1,400 IT managers has revealed a list of some of the silliest real-life questions that people have actually asked.
Silly, strange, but true tech support calls people actually called and asked these questions. For instance, why isn't my wireless mouse connected to the computer? The answer's in the question, friend.
Okay. Wow. Here's another real question.
This is great.
My laptop was run over by a truck. What should I do?
First, I'd like to know a little bit more about how that happened, but silly, strange, true tech support calls. This person says, how do I read my email?
Okay. All right.
Now, I'm guessing the poor person probably is trying to figure out how to get into their email.
Yeah.
But still, it sort of seems like, well, you just read it like anything else.
Yep.
Anyway.
All right. So here's somebody who called in and said, can you reset the internet for me?
I do not have that kind of power, ma'am. Silly tech support calls, but real. This one actually called in. They asked the tech support person, is my computer's firewall an actual wall of fire?
Wow.
That would be cool. Or a ring of fire, for that matter.
Let's get a little Johnny Cash going here. Somebody else called in and said, can you help me download more RAM?
See that? Mm-hmm. Honestly, I can understand that a little bit more, that someone, you know, if you don't quite know what those are. Sure.
Again, I'm very great on that, but I know it's not downloadable.
Yes. So. And then the final one, real tech support calls. This was actually called in to an IT department. If I shake my laptop, will it remove the viruses?
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could try. Could try.
The talented Jeremy Camp come alive on WWIB on the heels of Ann Wilson and Point of Grace at 14 in front of 9 o'clock. What do we got going on in here, Kevin?
Well, we've got a guest in studio, Emerson from Rice Lake, I do believe, my hometown. And Emerson kind of getting the lay of the land. Kristen is taking Emerson and his mom around and looking around the studio, seeing how things work. And he told me, Halvo, when I showed him kind of the radar map and the weather, he's like, Yeah, I know that. Evidently, he can hand draw, like freehand, all the counties in Wisconsin just from memory. And he was tracing on the map, like, their route down here as well.
Wow.
Too. So, yes, we have a very gifted young man in the studio.
Gifted and talented.
Might be a meteorologist for WIB one day.
Fantastic. All right. Well, welcome. Great to have you here.
Well, kids, they say the darndest thing, as we heard from way back when, but now we found that there's even more things that kids teach us, and we will regale you with a list as follows.
Yes, in fact, here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, for instance, kids teach us that there's no such thing as child-proofing your house.
They will find a way.
Uh-huh.
Just happens. Things that kids teach us, a four-year-old's voice is louder than 200 adults in a crowded restaurant, or I might say than 200 adults in a crowded church service.
Yeah, right. Kids teach us that baseballs make marks on ceilings.
They do indeed. Things that kids teach us here in the WIB Wake Up Show. When you hear the toilet flush and the words, uh-oh, it's already too late.
Yeah.
Just give it up.
Things that kids teach us. Legos on the floor should be classified as a weapon by the UN.
Yes, they really should. And final thing that kids teach us. Play-Doh and microwaves should never be used in the same sentence.
Yeah, that's for sure.